Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, ready to roll, Wednesday, September 25th, and it is the 269th day of the year. I think that sounds right. This was the date that the first U.S. Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification. 12 amendments, Neil.
Okay, I didn't... Yeah, what happened? Are we...
The Bill of Rights was 10. There, two of them were rejected for the Bill of Rights. Something about the size of Congress and the other about how Congress can decide to give themselves raises, which actually did eventually become an amendment, I think, in the early 90s.
Yeah.
For one moment in the history of the country, Congress actually grew a conscience and decided
that it was short-lived. You know,
they would put some limits into their ability to give themselves raises. I wouldn't be surprised if that amendment hadn't been rescinded yet by our current Congress.
Yeah.
The way they run things.
They don't mind giving themselves raises, I'm pretty sure of it.
If we were to add to the Bill of Rights, Neil, do you have any rights that you believe that should be added to the Bill of Rights? Maybe make it unlawful to put ketchup on hot dogs. That's one of your big things.
That would be one. And I think everybody should have to watch at least one episode of Gunsmoke per week.
That'd be dangerous, though, because then they'd all get hooked, and then we would have we'd have a country full of zombies who are just hooked on Gunsmoke like you.
Well, there you go. But I tell you, you sit on, like yesterday, The Widowmaker was on. Oof. One of the greatest episodes ever in Gunsmoke.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they run some of those highly rated episodes a little more often, or do they go completely in order?
TV Land pretty much goes in order.
Nice. Way to go, TV Land.
Yeah.
How about this date, 1926, Henry Ford announced, pretty big announcement from Henry Ford, who announced the 8-hour, 5-day work week. We wouldn't have the song from Alabama, 40-hour week for a living.
Nope. That would not have been one of their number ones.
Mm-hmm. 1926.
Thank you, Hank Ford.
1957.
Little Rock, Arkansas, and the first phase of the trouble. The white population are determined to prevent colored students from going to the school their own children attend. Picketing the school, they clash with the police. The law of the land decrees...
This was a rough time in Little Rock, Arkansas, other parts of the South, trying to segregate schools, or desegregate, we should say. They had been segregated. They're trying to desegregate them. 9 black children had to be escorted to class at Central High School in Little Rock. The group had been forced to withdraw from class due to unruly crowds. That was back in this day, 1957.
Yeah,
it was, things were boiling over.
Yeah, it was starting to.
1970.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his childhood friend, Oscar Madison. Sometime earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
Yeah, this show, Jack Klugman, Tony Randall. How good was it?
So good. Yes, one of the early great sitcoms. Mm-hmm.
1970, sure. The Odd Couple. There was a movie, and it's a Neil Simon play.
Yes.
And there was a movie, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau were in those roles in the movie, and then they turned it into a TV show, which was every bit as good as the movie.
Yeah, it did very well.
So that was
very
a state.
Well received.
And that voice, you recognize that voice of the narrator there, don't you?
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice... Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Same guy, narrated the Super Friends after Ted Knight did it the first year. 1970.
Classic. I love it.
1974, scientists say the use of aerosol sprays will harm the ozone, thus leading to global weather changes. It was fluorocarbons, the propellant that was in these aerosol cans.
Right.
They were causing a problem. They were interacting with the ozone and basically depleting and eliminating its effectiveness. Although that was 74, I would say mid to late 80s, even at that time, based on the hairstyles of the girls in my high school class.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had undone the aerosols by then, because that was some pretty high hair. There was a lot of air supply. We were singing and listening to that too.
Yes, but
a lot of hairspray, I'm sure, used.
Yeah.
At that time.
They're still available.
They changed what makes up the aerosol. Yeah, it's not okay. The chloro. The CFCs aren't in there anymore, which is huge. You know. Also, what was it? The breakdown of styrofoam of the era. And McDonald's went away from the styrofoam. You know,
yeah, remember
I love
that? Your quarter pounder was in a styrofoam.
It was, thing. And but the blue that the fillet of fish came in wasn't that a beautiful blue.
Yes.
One of the best blues ever. It was just so nice. It was like almost like the Twins, the old powder blue jerseys they used to wear.
Right.
Powder blue, Filet-O-Fish.
Filet-O-Fish is good.
74. 1980 in the news.
John Bonham, drummer with the British rock group Led Zeppelin since its inception in 1968, was found dead today at the home of a friend in Windsor, England. Bonham was 32.
Walter Cronkite with the sad news this date that John Bonham had died. As he mentioned there, the age of 32.
So young.
He went on a drinking binge, went to bed. His friends put him on his side. People that were with him put him on his side. Somehow he got on his back and he choked on his own regurgitation.
Wow.
Which was bad.
You got to do some serious drinking, I think, to get to that point.
John Bonham, that morning for breakfast, he drank 4 quadruple vodka screwdrivers.
Oh, sure.
That's the equivalent of 16 shots.
Seems excessive.
And in 24 hours, when they went through their inquiry, they found that he had consumed around 40 shots in 24 hours. A liter and a half of 40% vodka.
That's 80 proof. Yeah, you know, you got to throttle back.
Mm-hmm.
Throttle back.
1980 is when that happened. Led Zeppelin. 1983 in the news. This was amazing. We were minutes, seconds away from thermonuclear war.
When I first saw the alert message, I got up from my chair. All my subordinates were confused. So I started shouting orders at them to avoid panic. I knew my decision would have a lot of consequences.
The radar was showing a single missile inbound from the United States. Now the race was on. Was it real or a computer error? His boss accepted over the phone it was a likely fault. But as soon as he hung up...
So this is the story of Stanislav Petrov, Soviet military officer, averted potential nuclear war, declared a false alarm after a U.S. attack was detected by a Soviet early warning system, later discovered the alarm had been set off when the satellite warning system mistakenly intercepted sunlight reflections off of clouds.
Oh boy.
As the presence of enemy missiles. I hope they upgraded that system quickly thereafter.
Yeah. Software upgrade.
1983, 1988.
Billy Carter is dead at the age of 52.
The former president's younger brother died this morning in Plains. Billy Carter passed away in his sleep this morning at his home on Church Street, finally succumbing to a battle with cancer.
He had been in the hospital in Columbus. And Thursday, he asked to come home. He didn't say so at the time, but I'm sure he felt like the end was coming.
Well, he wanted to go home and make sure he cracked open a couple of Billy beers.
Right.
Because he knew the end was near.
Yeah, if you're going to go.
That is the way to go.
Yeah.
Crack open some Billy beers for quite a character, Billy Carter. And I don't want to say he was an embarrassment for the president, but he tried to distance himself a little bit, as I recall.
Yes. Yeah, Billy had a little different lifestyle than
he appeared
Jimmy.
On Hee Haw.
He did.
He appeared on Hee Haw. I mean, he was a star, and he was making headways. He always said funny things like this.
Don't tell the president how to run the country. He doesn't tell me how to run my life.
Yeah. I won't tell you how to run the country.
Right. Tit for tat.
Right. That's right. I won't be like the first lady. And try to tell you how to run. I don't know if Rosalind did, but it seems like other first ladies have in the past.
And Jimmy's still with us at 100.
He is still going strong.
Well, I don't know how strong.
No, that's strong. Depends on strong. At 100, if you're still alive, strong is any,
pretty, yeah.
It's relative.
Did you ever have a Billy beer?
I have a can. I don't think I ever drank. I was too young. I wasn't of age yet, but I used to collect beer cans.
Okay.
And I might still have one somewhere in my archives.
For the record, it's terrible.
It is terrible. It was real bad swill. It was swill.
No good. No
All
good.
Right. 2005, let's remember a great.
It's bogus money, Max.
Are you sure, Chief?
I'm positive.
Well, that's funny. Feels real. Looks real. It's even got a picture of President Goldwater on it.
Max, Goldwater lost the election by 17 million votes.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Missed it by that much.
Don Adams. We just brought him up. What was it? The debut of Inspector Gadget.
Something, yes.
Yes. Don Adams died at the age of 82. Maxwell Smart there at Get Smart. Don't forget about Tennessee Tuxedo. Tom Lang. Anyway, so that was
a great voice.
Well, let's remember another one.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, my mom's favorite.
We're not done with our remembrances either.
While the merry bells keep
Andy Williams, crooner, had his own show. Helped discover the Osmonds. We have just that in itself, we owe Andy Williams a ton.
It's the holiday season. And Santa Claus.
This one and the most wonderful time of the year. Those are holiday
Moon River
staples.
Staples, yeah.
84, Andy Williams passed away. 2015, here's comedian Bill Burr trying to wrap his head around the whole Bruce Jenner thing.
I miss that guy. I miss him already. He should have told us. He should have given us a chance to say goodbye. I love, you know, I watched him on the Olympics. Uh-huh. I watched him on Chips. I watched him on that horrible show my wife watched where he just walks around in the background. And nobody listened to him. It was so sad. And then, I don't know, out of nowhere. It's just, he just...
He was talking about the Kardashians, of course.
Right, yes.
Bruce Jenner, on this date, formally changed his name to a her.
Right.
Became Caitlyn on this date. Mm-hmm. And then they had a show, I Am Kate. Mm-hmm. And he had transitioned, Neil. But, you know, to his credit, though, he is against this effect on children, and he's against biological males playing in women's sports.
Okay.
He has stood out and stood up against that.
Okay.
I should say her. Caitlyn Jenner.
We give her credit, I guess.
Exactly. Bill Burr is funny. You know, Bill Burr is a comedian. You should look up his videos. He's hilarious.
Okay, pretty funny. Was that on Letterman or what was that?
That was Conan.
Oh, Conan.
Conan, okay. Also known as Conan. And then we lost another great this date.
Winner of 7 majors and 96 tournaments overall, Arnold Palmer was one of golf's greatest and most charismatic players. His rise to stardom in the late 1950s and 60s coincided with the advent of televised golf, and alongside his lifelong friend and rival Jack Nicklaus, Palmer brought golf into the forefront of the nation's sporting consciousness.
Arnold Palmer passed away at the age of 87. That video shows him, he's got a smoke in his hand and in his mouth, and he's signing autographs. You know, he had the, I remember this golf tip, it was... If you got them, smoke them. Meaning that you can have a cigarette in your mouth, and that you can use that as a little tip. You can use a tea, too. But if you got a cigarette in your mouth, that helps you keep that cigarette behind the ball. Keeps your head behind the ball, not lunging forward. It's a wonderful tip. I think a lot of people take up smoking. He's trying to encourage people to smoke so they can help their golf game. Yeah, you can't walk 18 holes anymore, probably. You don't have the lung capacity after that.
No.
But at least you're going to keep your head behind the ball, which is very important to a good golf swing. So, yeah, the greatest he's done so much, his effects on the game, immeasurable, Neil.
Beloved
player. And he passed away. Yeah. That's 8 years ago now at the age of 87. Gave us a pretty good drink, too. And now they're spiked. They put alcohol in the old Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer with the iced tea mixed with the lemonade. Let's get into birthdays now today.
Are you thinking of going undercover in that mental institution? Yeah. Well, now, just between you and me, you're crazy. Well, then that makes me natural, right?
Mike Douglas, 80 today.
Pretty good actor.
Yeah, that's from the Streets of San Francisco. Little Carl Malden cameo there for you. Michael Douglas is 80.
Kind of where he got his start, right?
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
That's where I first remember him from.
But, you know, and then he would have been successful regardless. His dad's Kirk.
Right,
not
that
Captain
helps.
Kirk, but Kirk Douglas. 80 today. Cheryl Teagues. You remember her on the Sports Illustrated covers a few times?
I had a poster of her in the 70s.
Nice. 77 today for her. You know, she was born in Breckenridge, Minnesota. So the pride
of
Breckenridge.
Oh, that's right. I do remember. Yes.
Very Cheryl nice. Teagues, 47 today. Neil, finish this line. Sit on it.
Potsy.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is that I'm cool even if I don't go out there, huh?
Yeah, we sure are.
Well, you're good friends, huh? You're all mentioned in my will.
Don't talk about that.
We don't care about a will.
What do I get?
There's Potsy for you. Yeah. Anson Williams. Potsy. 75 today. Potsy's 75.
Wow.
Warren Weber. Happy birthday. How about Luke?
That's no moon. It's a space station.
It's too big to be a space station.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
Turn the ship around.
Luke Skywalker, the first one to utter those famous words, I have a bad feeling about this, and now they work it into every Star Wars movie. It's kind of a thing. That's their thing.
Okay.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
You usually get that every time you open up the microphone.
Right, or stand
or
on the first tee.
Or I'm about to say something, or I go on some kind of a tangent. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, right.
So Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, 73. Yeah, 73 today. Haven't had one of these yet.
Sounds like TV theme time, Jim.
Although we did have Odd Couple.
Odd Couple.
Yeah, this
more
is
a spoken intro.
This is TJ Hooker.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Heathers, Heather Locklear. Is 63. There was an episode where they had both Heather Locklear and Heather Thomas from Fall Guy. Yeah, they were on the same episode of TJ Hooker. That had to bring in big ratings.
I had to watch.
I can't remember if it was a mashup, if it was one of those things where it was a crossover where she was her character from Fall Guy or not, whether they're in the same universe. Who knows?
Then you could have had Lee Majors and William Shatner on the same program. That's star
huge.
Power.
Oh, Heather Locklear is 63.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm fine.
Will Smith, 56 today. He and Chris Rock, I think they've patched it up a little bit. They're probably not going to go out golf or, you know, play pickleball at any time soon. But that was a rough scene. But Will Smith, talented, rapper, actor, TV, movies, a lot of things. 56 here today. So here's a coincidence, and it comes up every year. We do Almanac on this date. Michael Douglas's birthday today, and his wife's birthday is today as well.
Would you care to try something more robust? Or do you feel unequal to the task?
No. On the contrary, Don Alejandro, I think only of your distaste for perspiration.
Alejandro, Zorro doesn't sweat. He perspires. And I think he uses Secret, too. Or maybe Lumi now. The mask of Zorro, of course, right there. Catherine Zeta-Jones and that Banderos guy.
Antonio Banderos.
Yes.
Those were such good movies, both the first and the second one. I think they just did two, didn't they?
I can't remember. I lost count after one.
Super entertaining. Very entertaining.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, 55, 25 years his junior.
We count Michael Douglas as fortunate.
Yes. Good job, Michael. How about this guy?
We always go one game at a time, but we got to win a bunch of games right now. Yeah. You know, this is, you know, well past, you know, just us needing to play good baseball. We need to win, and we know that.
Rocco Baldelli, our manager, Mr. Yeah. Spreadsheet Neil. You're not in favor of his managing style, but, you know, this collapse isn't his fault or all his fault. The fact that the team cut payroll, didn't replace the starting pitchers they lost, didn't go out and bolster the bullpen. I knew going in, this is kind of where I thought they would be, maybe battling for a playoff spot. I didn't expect them to repeat last year's nice run.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of where we thought we would be. And right now, on the outside looking in, Neil.
And a lot of injuries kind of played their part.
That too, yeah.
Offensively, yeah. Especially.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The ownership has to take some ownership of this slide.
So
can't all be on Rocco as much as I'd like to say it
is. 43 for Rocco Baldelli. And our rapper of the day, the Childish Gambino, Neil.
No.
Donald Glover is his real name. And he goes by his real name when he's in movies and acting. But I think when he's when he does his rapping, he's the Childish Gambino.
Very clever.
Donald Glover, 41 today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. We do not have a big list here to talk about today. But we're going to talk. We did hear from Walter Cronkite earlier in the Almanac. I think we should hear from maybe his female counterpart, Barbara Walters.
Hello, this is Baba Wawa. I'm speaking to you tonight from my home, which you all saw on my last special, And Where We Wiped a Wad. Remember? We took a widow tour of my place, and you got to see some of my really interesting personal belongings.
I may have mixed up Barbara Walters with Baba Wawa. Sorry about that. I mean, they come up right next to each other alphabetically.
Well, right.
Sorry.
The great Gilda Radner there doing her Barbara Wawa. Well, the real broadcast journalist Barbara Walters was born on this day, 1929. The Today Show, The View, 2020.
She grew to love that. Yeah. Impersonation, I understand.
Well, we credit her for that.
Yeah.
Again, born on this day, 1929. You may remember poet Shel Silverstein, who was born on this day, 1930.
Put another log on fire.
One of the greatest poems ever written right here.
Cook me up some bacon and some beans.
I didn't know he wrote this.
And go out to the bar and change the tire.
Well, he wrote Boy Named Sue.
Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe.
Isn't this the same guy?
Fetch my slippers.
Shel Silverstein.
And boil
cover of the Rolling Stone.
Pot of tea.
Well, then you know more than I do, evidently.
On the fire, babe. And come and tell me why.
This one says poet Shel Silverstein.
He wrote 25 Minutes to Go, Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn's One's on the Way, and of course this one by Tom Paul Glaser.
Very nice. Born on this day, 1930.
Co-wrote Marie Laveau.
Wow. This guy was much more than a poet.
Oh, sure was.
He was a songwriter.
Your staff should have looked deeper.
I evidently, yeah. I know this guy. He was, to me, maybe always be Superman. Sure. Christopher Reeve.
Okay, hold it there.
Just a minute, mister. Just a minute. Now, I realize, of course, that times are tough for some of these days, but this isn't the answer. You can't solve society's problems with a gun.
You know something, buddy? You're right. I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
Good for you, sir. That's the spirit. See, he doesn't really want to hurt anybody.
Uh-huh. Right after I rip off this lady's purse.
Of course.
Now, come on, lady.
Of course, he ends up catching the bullet, and he did
right.
It. If you watch the scene, he looks like those modern-day MLB catchers trying to frame the pitch.
Yeah.
Because he grabs it from going into and striking Lois and Margot Kidder, and then he brings it back towards him. So it's just like those cheating catchers trying to frame pitches.
Right, right. It was clearly outside the zone.
It was, clearly. Right. Clearly.
Christopher Reeve, of course, he had the accident and forced him into a wheelchair and really cut his life short. He was born on this day, 1952, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
So here is the Bobathon predicament that you're in. You've got some tough choices. Rodney Atkins, take a back road. Keith Whitley, I'm over you, which is kind of, that's too slow though, Neil. That's not a real good
good song, but
I'm going to go Drink in My Hand in lieu of that one.
Then
also Waylon and Willie, just to satisfy you.
Oh, boy. All right, Waylon and Willie, it should be.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLC.